Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kristen. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling the unfileable claim.
Okay. And what is your social security number?
093-66-6691.
That was 093-66-6691.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
Lakeisha Snyder.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
May 21st, 1982. Mother maiden name Snyder. My driver's license number 796-8206.
All right, give me just a moment while the new claim form pulls up. All right, and so to file a new claim for your first name, it's L-A-K-I-S-H-A?
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is S-N-Y-D-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said your date of birth was May 21st, 1982?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11. Stop! Sorry, my little kid trying to play.
It's okay. And you said for your mother's maiden name, it was Snyder?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then for your driver's license, that was for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And can I get that number one more time?
0796-8206.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, and is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Savings.
Savings?
Yeah.
All right, and can I get your routing number?
I'm trying to get it now.
All right.
Okay. I'm looking it up now.
Yes, ma'am.
It is 2622771 89.
All right, that was 2622771 89.
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
92480.
All right, that was 92480.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
5003 29th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama 35401.
All right, that was 5003 29th Street, in Tuscaloosa. The zip code was 35401.
Uh-huh.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What's a good phone number you can be reached at?
205-643-3403.
That was 205-643-3403.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, in which of the following cities have you attended college? There's Amherst, Cincinnati, Rocky Mount, Salisbury, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's County Road 502, Maplewood Lane, Meadow Lawn, Townsend Circle, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Meadow Lawn.
And the next question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? There's Houston, Corpus Christi, Garland, Plano, or none of the above?
None of the above.
The next question is, which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? There's Northeast 1st Street Northeast, East Short 24th Avenue East, 1st Avenue, Kuntsee Lane Southeast, or all of the above?
I don't have any.
Yes, ma'am. Which ones have you never lived or used as your address?
All of the above.
All right, and the last question is, which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Chastity Snyder? There's 20 to 24, 35 to 39, 41 to 45, 63 to 67. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this person.
20 to 24.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
And was the work you performed with the same employer that you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And what's the last day that you worked?
December the 9th, 2022.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I'm just out for a month. I go back to work on the 9th of January. But yes, ma'am.
All right. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
January 9th, 2023.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes. It's going to be for a month, a year.
All right. And what is your job title or job description?
I'm a chef assistant.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
College Fresh.
College Fresh?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what's a good phone number for them?
Hold on. Move back, 10. Hold on, ma'am. I got to look at my phone.
Okay.
This is my supervisor number. His name is Jason Dean. The number is 205-657-4944.
That was
205-657-4944. Yes.
And what was your employment start date?
Come out when I first started,
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. 2020, August 2020, October 2020. I can't remember the first day.
Okay.
Look. Well, I got it in my phone. Hold on.
Okay.
That one, I'm trying to do something. August the 10th, 2020.
All right. And you said the last day you worked was the 9th of December?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that's the first day I ever worked.
Yes, ma'am.
Started working with them.
Okay. And what city was the work performed in?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And is this your separating employer?
Ma'am.
Is this the separating employer?
Is that my separating unemployer?
Yes, ma'am. The last employer that you've worked for?
College Fresh, yes, ma'am.
All right. And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Lack of work.
And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
All right. And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Okay. Excuse me. What's the PIN number?
It's 9182.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims, use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. And you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. I know usually they have us to send them a verification picture ID. I should have one in the system already because I do it every summer since they started it.
Okay. That will, if they need it, that will depend on when they process the claim. It'll export later tonight in the system, and then that way they'll be able to start processing it. So if they do need that information, then they'll reach out and let you know.
Okay, and another thing, do I start filing this Sunday?
Yes, ma'am, this upcoming Sunday.
Okay. And do it take 2 to 3 weeks, really?
It just depends on if they need additional information from you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Not that I can think of.
All right, well, I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you enjoy your day.
You too, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.